Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. There's no reason to duck.
With your hosts, Dan Wiederer and Mark Grody.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome into the Take the North podcast, along with Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune on The Score. I am Mark Grody of Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are happy that you have chosen us to get your Bears and NFL information from, and Dan and I are fresh off the field, I guess you can kind of say, after a mini camp, a 3-day mini camp that we got to see glimpses of has come to an end. What's going on, Mr. Weeder? How are you, sir?
Not a whole lot. We're into June now. We got the 3-day mandatory mini camp behind us. We got one more little open to the media OTA next week, and then school's out for summer, Grody. And you know what that means. We won't be out fully for summer. We'll have a little summer school here on Take the North, but we're getting to that bridge where everybody takes a step back and decompresses and takes a breath before we roll into training camp.
I like that, man. I think it comes to a point in the NFL calendar where for the players, for the media, for maybe even, I don't know about the listeners and the consumers and the viewers. I feel like there's an insatiable appetite out there, but everybody could use a little, just a tiny little Bears break, even though it has been interesting in these years in which there is a new head coach and there's a new regime. It always does add a different energy to the mini camps, to the OTAs, to the entire offseason program, as Dan and I are learning as best we can for you guys and trying to give you real things that are happening on the field. But one thing that is real about Ben Johnson is the way he goes about business, Dan, and that is there's nuts and bolts, man. We saw a great running game with two terrific running backs from that Detroit offense for the last couple of years, but this man does like a little bit of pizzazz, too. He's got a trick play or two up his sleeve, and that was in effect in the final minicamp practice. There he was, Ben Johnson, out in the open for everybody to see, running trick plays, Danny boy.
Not just trick plays, but having offensive linemen run routes and catch passes from the quarterbacks, having running backs and receivers throw passes, having quarterbacks catch passes. It was a really cool little 25-minute segment or so, maybe less than that. Felt longer just because there's some novelty to it, right? And so you get a glimpse into the fun nature of Ben Johnson. You get a glimpse into the creativity, and then you understand that this is purposeful, right? Like that he's not just giving these guys a little bit of a field day, field trip at minicamp. He's doing this with an intent on seeing who he can mix in to the trick play playbook when the regular season comes. So there was some cool stuff here. We're going to listen really quick to a back and forth with Ben about what was happening, and then we'll share some of the highlights that we saw with our own eyes. Here is Ben being asked about that little segment of practice where there was a little, as you called it, pizzazz.
Did you find your Dan Skipper out there, your reliable pass catching offensive lineman?
Yeah, I mean, I let those guys know. We only do this once a year, and it's an evaluation, and we'll circle back in training camp and end the season to see who we can trust to catch the ball or throw the ball. And I think there's a couple guys on the O line that stood out, and then Case Keenum might have made the catch of the day, you know, behind the back about 50 yards down the field. So I think we got some toys to work with.
You see Darnell Wright's one-handed catch?
Oh, I did. I did.
Oh, I did. He's referring there to a pass from Case Keenum to Darnell Wright that was sort of a back shoulder ball that Darnell had to contort his body on and made a one-handed snatch of the football. It was really impressive for a man of that size, and it was even more impressive to see the coach's eyes light up and see the potential, right? Like, okay, I see you, Darnell. I see a play possibly that can be worked up for 58, catching a pass somewhere in there. And so that's some of the fun that we got to experience on the last day of minicamp.
So funny, man. It's like, and I know people are going to roll their eyes when I say this, but back in 2018, when Matt Nagy was doing this stuff,
Santa
it was really
Slay,
fun.
Baby.
Santa Slay, man. He'd go into that defense. Who can I use out of this defensive room? Let's do a Akeem Hicks this week. It really is fun when it works and you're winning and people forget. Yes, there was the brilliant winning season in 2018, which was mostly defense, but there were some fun plays. Like, in context, these trick plays can be not only fun to watch, but they can be productive. And we heard Ben Johnson talk about how he doesn't like the tush push because, you know why? Because he's got this whole other program going on that he is innovative about, Dan.
Listen, like last year's Lions, right? Like, they lateraled the ball down the field by design, right? Like, and they added that to their arsenal. They had Amon-Ra St. Brown throwing touchdown passes to Jared Goff. They had Penei Sewell taking handoffs in that Thanksgiving game against the Bears. And even though that trick play didn't work, you felt Ford Field come alive. I'm like, oh man, like Ben's got something this week. You know, we saw Stumblebum. You know, we saw Dan Skipper in the end zone once or twice. There's a lot to this, and I know Ben is obviously a stickler for the details and has made it very clear to these guys that they're going to have to work their way up that ladder to unlock this level of creativity in the playbook. But to see it kind of play out on the practice field on Thursday was fun. And I joked in our email about today's episode that this was going to be the episode of fun because there was a lot of fun on Thursday at House Hall. You and I both know that there's been more than a few days that we've trudged out of that press room and into the parking lot feeling like that wasn't fun at all today.
Yeah,
and
right.
Thursday was not one of those days. It was one of those days where you felt like for four or five different reasons, it was a fun Thursday at mandatory minicamp. And as we know, a lot of the veterans are going to take off and go their separate ways for the summer and not be at next week's little quick voluntary OTA. But the fun was felt on Thursday.
Yeah. And that's good. That seems like a logical thing to do. Make your players feel good as they burn out of the parking lot and head back to their respective homes until training camp. Good. You have guys feeling good. The base has been set for whatever that is, whatever that's worth at this point in the season, a certain expectation, a base has been set. Now on to, more serious things here. I don't know if serious is the right word, but I remember, I guess it was today as we're recording, this is Friday. I guess it was Wednesday.
Yep.
He was asked about players that stood out and he said, well, ask me tomorrow and I'll start to give you a list or an idea of some of the players that stood out. Why don't we listen to Ben Johnson answering the question, or at least trying to answer the question of who has stood out in this here minicamp?
Is anyone standing out to you that's maybe you weren't expecting to pop?
Oh, shoot. Ask me that one tomorrow, and I'll have an answer for you. Yeah, nothing off the top of my head right now.
So, Grody, that's the quick setup for what happened on Thursday, because that was what most coaches would call a dodge, right? Like, oh, I'm just going to dodge that question. They're going to forget about it tomorrow, and I don't have to actually answer that.
That's right.
Ben, I think, was sincere about, like, legitimately, ask me tomorrow, and I'll give you an answer. And so Mark Carmen did what he was told to do and came back on Thursday and repeated the question. Here we go.
Did you come up with anybody who's jumped out at you that you maybe didn't expect?
Yes. Thank you for giving me a moment there. I didn't want to throw around names for no reason. Yeah, so I'd say defensively, the two guys I would tell you are Dom Robinson. He, even without the pads on, he's done a great job of consistently speed rush up the field or countering back to the inside. He's done a really nice job there. And then, of course, he's got some special teams value that he takes a lot of pride in as well. And then I thought the player we probably saw the most improvement from when he stepped in to now was Ruben Hippolyte. I thought he's done a nice job learning. He's swimming a little bit, but he's taken it seriously. And Coach Richard Smith's done a fantastic job with him over the course of the last few weeks. On offense, I'd probably single out Joel Wilson. You saw him today with a big catch. He's kind of had one or two of those almost every OTA. And then in the running back room, Kyle Manungai has really stepped up. I appreciate the attention to detail and the pride he takes and how quickly he's picking things up as well. So that's four good names for you right there.
Grody, I'm in love with every part of this because first and foremost, this is a head coach who took the back and forth with the media seriously and was very willing to engage, to come back the next day and offer up four names. Now, listen, the four names that he gave, two on defense, two on offense, aren't exactly the guys that are on the poster for the 2025 Bears. You're not seeing the billboard of Ruben Hippolyte and Dom Robinson. You're not seeing Joel Wilson catching 30 balls this year. But the head coach answered it with sincerity, with detail. He elaborated on it. He circled back to a question from the day before and played the game, right? And like, that's all we ask. Like, let's have a little fun in here. Let's get some information and let's be willing to have a productive back and forth. And so this is a huge round of applause for Ben Johnson for doing that in the manner that he did do that with Mark Carmen and the rest of us in the room. We can talk about the names that he mentioned and what that actually means. But would you agree that was kind of a refreshing little not usual procedure from the podium at House Hall?
I think you put it really well. He's play the game, man. Just humor us. We know
we're easy. Our bellies are easy to tickle.
Right. We get where the calendar is right now. We understand that there's a lot of people here that don't want to be here right now. We understand exactly what's going on. I also love the fact, low key, that right there, he was like, yeah, this is not all his words, but basically telling Carmen, I didn't want to just give you anything. I just wanted to start whipping off names like some coaches would have done, which, you know, is their prerogative. And, you know, we can't get angry at that. But that was nice that he gave it a full-throated thought and came back with some interesting names. I mean, I think people will be happy to hear when anytime you talk about one of the rookie draft picks, I mean, your ears got to perk up. I want to hear like Ruben Hippolyte, because I don't know exactly what they have in store for Ruben Hippolyte, if he's actually going to play linebacker or if he's just going to be a really good special teams guy. So that was nice to hear. Kyle Manungai, who we saw catch a touchdown pass a couple of days ago, seventh round pick. Everybody's a little bit excited, maybe overly excited about Kyle Manungai. So that's good to hear. Dominique Robinson, I feel like, Dan, at this time every year, we're saying the same thing. Well, he looks good. He's looking good. This guy, he's an athlete, man. This is going to be the year, you know?
My colleague, Sean Hammond, who may join us for an episode next week, said the exact same thing after Ben offered that up. He's like, well, Dom's name comes up every year at this time. It's like he's flashing, he's there. And then the regular season comes and we're not quite there. So you guys are on the same page with that one. And then Joel Wilson, right? Like, so he makes a catch along the right sideline, a contested catch, beautiful ball, beautiful catch rather on Thursday afternoon. And you put a little note in the column of your notebook there afterwards, but to hear Ben gush about him was interesting because they drafted Colston Loveland with a top 10 pick. They've got Cole Kmet, still working through a $50 million contract. They signed Durham Smythe in free agency. Like, where does Joel Wilson fit here? He's a third-year guy out of the MAC who's basically, I said on The Score on Friday morning that he's a practice squad voyager, right? Like, he's bounced around. This is his fifth different team, and he's just been a practice squad guy. But maybe, just maybe, he shows enough during camp, during the preseason, and finds his way into the Bears' locker room for the regular season, whether that's with the practice squad job, whether it's somewhere on the roster, who knows? But the coach certainly was sincere with his praise for what Joel Wilson's done over the last month.
Yeah. Hey, man. I mean, if there are every once in a while you get an off season or training camp win, and I guess that's the early guy to circle. So it was just a perfect little sampling of of draft picks, former draft picks, and a guy named Joel Wilson that that Ben Johnson has given us to talk about here.
Right. And you also just talk about Ben being thoughtful with that answer, which was great and very appreciated. And I just think that what we've learned over the first 4 months is that he's thoughtful, he's funny, he's interesting, and that we're just going to have a little bit more fun in that room than we've had in several years. And so, that's when we talk about the episode of fun, like, keep it coming, Ben, because we're lapping it up right now, because it's good to have that back and forth be that way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dan, you've been a master of the audio today. So I have written down on my itinerary here a gentleman's name by the name of T Nasty, because he is T Nasty and he does burpees. And, you know, you look at Tyson Bagent, you still watch him on the field and he still comports himself like he's the best player on the field. He couldn't be in better shape. I mean, the burpees are really paying off. The guy, I mean, seriously, you look at the guy, he's jacked up, strong lower body, the whole thing. And he is, Dan, as you wrote on the agenda, T Nasty. He's T Nasty.
Cut off his locks too, Grody. He's got short hair, buzz cut now. Was asked about that on Thursday and basically said, yeah, I got tired of that S. I couldn't handle the long flowing mane anymore. So I had to go
He's
back
hilarious.
To the buzz cut. And he is hilarious. And he has an infectious energy. The people in my sports journalism career that I've gravitated towards are people that take the pursuit of success very, very seriously, but don't take themselves very seriously.
That's a sweet spot. That's a sweet spot, Dan.
A couple people, including Ruthie Polinsky on Thursday afternoon, is like, I don't know if he's trying to be as funny as he is, but he's genuinely funny. Yeah. He's got that energy about him where when he comes in the room, you're just like, yeah, like, let me plug into this, because Tyson's going to give us something. He's going to give us like some motivational speaking. He's going to get some slapstick comedy.
Uh-huh.
Whole experience. And that was present on Thursday when Tyson Bagent came to the media room for the first time this offseason. Let's start out with just the introduction to Tyson Bagent and his summer. Here's Tyson walking in and greeting us for the first time.
Your birthday's in 3 days. Any crazy workouts planned that you're going to do?
No, we're saving that for my buddy's birthday, June 19th. But me and my sister will be having a pool party. I rented out the local water park. So 200-person limit. Let's roll.
What's the best attraction at the water park?
Oh, this is in Martinsburg, West Virginia. There is one diving board and one slide.
You gotta stop at Betty's before you go to the water park, or is that?
Nah, we'll save that for the next morning. Hopefully we have a good enough night and Betty's will be right on time.
That's awesome. That's
Betty's
awesome.
Is the diner in Martinsburg. I did appreciate that he set the scene for us very nicely in saying this is a one slide, one diving board type of facility here in Martinsburg. So we got the setting there, and he said a 200 person limit. Let's roll. So I followed up on this later in the press conference because I did want to know about where the 200 people are coming from. Here's a quick exchange with Tyson about that.
Oh, sweet.
Pool party invite only, or is it?
Invite only. I don't want to see none of y'all there.
Ouch. I was expecting an invite. We got a good thing going. I said to David Haw on Friday morning, I said, look, like, I don't think I could make it to Martinsburg, West Virginia next week. I got some other things on my docket, but it would have been nice to be asked, right?
You're right. It was just a tiny bit out of character because normally he would have been like invited. Hey, y'all are invited to come to West Virginia. Hang out.
Come on down. Wear your trunks. Bring your own towel. Let's go.
Yeah, bring your, exactly. It's a 200-person limit. Everybody going to line up on the base of the pool. We're going to do 10 burpees before we get into the pool. Yeah. And that's the way it's going to be. I think – I don't know why, Dan – I'm thinking about DJ Moore again, and if what he would say if we asked him about that. Would you go to a pool party with Tyson Bagent and do 20 burpees? And I think he would look at us and go, What?
But that's where we are. And then we get the other side of Tyson, where he's capable of kind of giving some deeper thought to some questions and some answers that mean something. And so we did have a chance to ask him about Ben Johnson and working with Ben Johnson. Obviously Ben's work with Caleb is going to be the one that's under the microscope and draws the most spotlight, but Tyson is in that same room. He's getting the same similar treatment as Caleb and learning from Ben Johnson. So we asked Tyson about what the experience with Ben Johnson has been since he got here.
I would say it's been a dream come true, especially for, you know, somebody like me that just, you know, loves the game and loves the, you know, the hustle aspect of it. It's been very intense and kind of overloading us with information, which I'm a fan of. So it's been wonderful. He's got a good mixture of, you know, making sure we're locked in, you know, having fun, laughing, and also, you know, just being really intense. So it's been great so far.
How do you describe the edge that he's brought to the room?
I think, you know, first time head coach, and I think he's doing a great job of, you know, trying to create culture in a place that's been asking for a while. So, and with that comes, you know, being unwavering in what you say and how you act. And I think that has been the case so far. He hasn't, you know, taken a step back from any claims that he's made up until this point.
There's a couple things in there, Grody, that I love. The first thing being what we talked about earlier about Tyson Bagent's personality, having fun and also being really intense, right? Like you can do both. And so when he says it's a dream come true that they're together, I believe him that they're connecting and clicking in that way. And that guys that are capable of laughing and having fun, but also being really intense are going to really love playing for Ben Johnson. And so we'll see how that evolves. I also think when he talks about bringing culture to a place that's been needing it for a while.
That down
very,
too, yeah.
Very sincere, right? And very forthright about what is happening or perceived to be happening at Lake Forest right now. Let's see where they take this whole thing. But certainly in the spring, I think Ben has gotten everyone's attention with what he's about, and the players that understand what he's about are responding accordingly.
Yeah, I jotted down the three things I jotted down. You mentioned create culture in a place that is craving it. And look, we've been basically knowing that since Mercedes Lewis beginning of the season last year, just from what we as reporters were told. The dream come true part as well. And then the other part, Dan, is, and we've heard this now from a few players, and that is in his words and Bajan's words, right now Ben Johnson is overloading us, and it is interesting to hear that. Like, I feel like at this time of the year, typically, especially with a new coach, we hear just like, and look, it doesn't mean that he's installing everything when he says overloading. That's a very generalized term.
Yeah,
but this is not the we're just sprinkling a little bit on him. This seems to be, it has overtones of a we ain't screwing around. We are planning on winning this year, even though you and I have talked about it many times. It sure feels like there's some developing that needs to still happen with this roster and with the quarterback.
No question about all of those things. And so this is going to be a feeling out process as we get into training camp. The spring is easy to navigate, I think, because there's just no ticking clock, right? Like, you don't feel week one and the regular season opener closing in on you. You will when you check into training camp. You will when that calendar flips to August. You will when the Dolphins and Bills come to town. You're going to know how much work you have to do and how quickly you're going to need to do it. And so that urgency is going to tick up a notch, and Ben's going to have to navigate that. But I think he's got a plan for that. I think he's got a staff for that. And he, you know, again, like, one of the very first things you need to do as a new coach is get people's attention. He's clearly accomplished that, and he's clearly attained buy-in from a bunch of guys that we've heard from over the last several weeks. So let's see how he keeps that going. We've got one more little piece of sound from T-Nasty. And this ties back to some comments that Case Keenum made a week ago when Case was talking about the quarterback's room and saying, look, like, I think Tyson's going to play in this league for a really long time, that he does things the right way. He's got a great feel for the game. He knows what he's looking at, what questions to ask, all those types of things. And so Tyson was asked a little bit about what it's like to hear a veteran with some skins on the wall like Case Keenum speak so glowingly about his potential in the future. And here was that exchange.
For anybody to say that is pretty sweet and pretty cool, and it means a lot. I mean, this is my life's work, so it does mean a lot. But you know, coming from somebody like him means a little bit more. The first NFL game I ever went to, Redskins versus Giants, end of the season. I don't think either team was going to the playoffs. Dwayne Haskins, RIP. He hurt himself. Case Keenum goes into the game. I'm about five rows up behind the end zone, and they're backed up on their own one, and he just manufactured a 99 yard drive, and really the one throw that sticks out, he dropped back, foot was probably an inch from being out of bounds, out of the back of the end zone, and threw an over route to Crowder, I want to say, and it just, the angle and just the drive that followed was just something that I didn't forget, and that was back in 2019. So for him to say something like that is extremely cool.
Cool answer from Tyson, as we've come to expect from him. You know, Grody, he also talked about competing for this number two job, and we don't know what that competition is really going to look like. He said he hasn't really been told what it's going to look like, but he's going to compete his face off, as we'd expect him to do when we get into August. And
absolute face off.
He's going to take this very seriously. Yeah, it's absolute face off. And we also know that like there's a patience testing process for Tyson, and he said, look, like, it is hard to not know when you're going to play or where you're going to play or how you're going to play. But you just have to, you know, he said he wakes up every day realizing he's got one of the best jobs in the world, and he takes it very seriously, and he gets in the building and does what's asked of him every day. And I love that approach by Tyson. You understand from people inside the building that if you're building a profile of how to go about your business, like, Tyson would offer some things for that playbook, you know, like, this is how you attack, and this is how you try to squeeze the most out of yourself. And so we'll see what that looks like in the summer and training camp, but certainly good to hear from Tyson this week.
Yeah, my guess is, Dan, that Tyson Bagent will be QB2, that he will be the backup, but this is just a good time to begin the process of listen to this guy, Case Keenum, who some people say is actually at the lectern looking like a coach, just the way he handles himself and literally the way he's dressed up there, looking like a coach type of guy. I can't imagine that they make him quarterback too, but I do think, I don't think it's crazy to underestimate the value that a Case Keenum can have, especially in the preseason, on both of these quarterbacks, Caleb Williams and Tyson Bagent.
Low key fun storyline to watch in August is those backups, as we spend all of our time kind of dialing in on Caleb Williams, that those two backup quarterbacks are going to have some things to say with their play and with their words and in training camp. And so I'm looking forward to getting to that too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mr. Dan, what else do we have here on this audio journey that you have so splendidly taken us on here in this episode of episode 344 of the Mighty Take the North podcast?
Yeah, the episode of fun. We've had some fun here so far. Now we get into some of the nuts and bolts of what we saw from Caleb and the offense in this week of mini camp and what it ultimately means. I know you've seen some things. I've seen some things. We can compare
some things,
notes.
Man.
and I guess, you know, you start out with some flashes, right? Like on Wednesday, we see Caleb lead a end of game situational period drive that results in a touchdown, as you mentioned earlier, to Kyle Manungai. I think it was a 94-yard touchdown drive. I'm going to read you a tweet from my aforementioned colleague, Sean Hammond, because I thought this was awesome. He said, Caleb Williams led the Bears on a 90-plus yard touchdown drive during 11-on-11. He connected with running back Kyle Manungai for a short touchdown with just a few seconds left. Jonathan Owens nearly picked him off twice. Ben Johnson also noted they played through a would-be sack. I said, Sean, this is front runner for me for my favorite tweet from you for the whole year. And he goes, yeah, a little something in there for everybody. And it's true, because it's like, yeah, there was a 94-yard touchdown drive, but oh, yeah, by the way, it might have been disrupted by a sack. And if those two interceptions had been caught, we would be spinning a different tune. And it's just a reminder of how all this spring stuff goes sometimes.
I got to tell you, shout out to Sean Hammond, because I we're in this weird place, man, where and we were there with Justin Fields too. Nobody wants to hear anything bad at all about Caleb Williams, and I get it. Everybody's on edge. Everybody's anxious. We all want him to be great. But yes, twice Sean Hammond, and I mentioned it on the radio too. Jonathan Owens, that was the Jonathan Owens drive. I'm sorry. Jonathan Owens should have had an interception, then knocked down another ball. So but to the point, there was a play where in the 2-minute drill where I believe the Bears started on their own 4-yard line a couple of days ago, where Caleb Williams was flushed out of the pocket. And you never know what really goes on if the pads were on, flushed out of the pocket, and then found somebody like down, like 25 yards down the field. I can't remember who caught the football. Oh, it was Olamide Zaccheaus, actually. And it was just one of those moments, one of those Caleb Williams, oh yeah, okay, I see what we're talking about here. I see what we're doing. Again, my spirit renewed as to the talent that we see in Caleb Williams. And on the overall, there was better moments for the defense than the offense, even during what we got to see. But we did get moments from Caleb Williams again.
And you're going to get those, right? Like the one thing we know about Caleb Williams is he has elite arm talent, and 3 to 5 times in every practice, you see the elite arm talent and you go, man, like if they can get everything else unlocked, you know, the future is unlimited. And so you really gravitate towards those. Those are those shiny lures that we've talked about throughout this offseason. And then there's bumpy patches along the road too. And I thought it was interesting when Ben was kind of asked about that touchdown drive, and he said, "Hey, I know you guys haven't been at every OTA, but the defense has been getting the better offense, you know, more often than not." And it was a very forward, offered up suggestion that, yeah, this isn't real smooth right now. And it's not expected to be. Like, there's going to be a long growth process that occurs. I think people have to be ready for that during training camp, during the first 2 months of the regular season, that it's going to be a rocky road, and that this isn't just a launch to the moon that Ben and Caleb are going on here. And so there were examples this week where we saw that as well. I think, like, one of the things I don't want to do is, like, what we did during the Fields era is, like, we knew Justin could get out in the open field and take off and make really high level athletes look ridiculous with his speed and his ability to break free. We didn't know for a long time whether he could play in the fourth quarter or be consistently productive from the pocket and all these other things. And he never checked those boxes. And so I don't want to get so mesmerized by some of these wow throws from Caleb that I forget about all the other things that he's got to handle as a quarterback. Yeah, right. There's an example from Wednesday's practice, Grody, where I don't know if Caleb didn't hear the play fully or just struggled to understand it, but he got in the huddle and he was trying to call it and he couldn't call it. And so he comes back out of the huddle and looks back to Ben, like 20 yards away with the walkie talkie, like, "Hey, can you give that to me again?" And the play clock is under 20. And Ben, in some words that they wouldn't have allowed on Hard Knocks last summer, basically said, "It's under 20. I can't help you anymore. Like, figure it out. Like, this is part of being a quarterback. Like, maybe it wasn't a clear operation, but you've got to troubleshoot that in real time." The offense ended up taking a delay of game penalty on that sequence. The coach was PO'd. And these are some of the things that have to get sorted out after practice, in the meetings, in the discussions. There's a lot of those things. And then on Thursday, you know, there's a end of game situational drive that they're going through. The Bears started down 9. They score a touchdown. Then, they give them the ball back with like a minute to go. And Caleb ends up throwing an interception to Tyreek Stevenson. The interception comes on a play where Caleb is scrambling to his right. He throws back across his body over the middle of the field. No. Not good. Sails one over Cole Kmet's head, and Tyreek Stevenson picks it off. Oh, by the way, there didn't seem to be any targets running in that side of the field. So it felt like the play was doomed from the time that Caleb took the snap. And it was just a mess he was trying to clean up, and then it was a mess that he made messier. So it's another example of, things are discombobulated here, and so what do you do with it? Ben was asked by my colleague Brad Biggs about that sequence. We'll listen to that audio, and we'll react on the back end.
On the interception that Tyreek had, did something go off? Did something askew on that play from the start?
It looked like it, yeah. I'll have to go back and look at the tape and see exactly what happened, but it sure didn't look like it. It came off the right way.
Targets on that side. Caleb was going that way.
Yeah. We'll have to look at it. There was a lot of really, really good teaching tape today. Really good teaching tape. And so we're not ready for prime time yet. I think that was loud and clear over the last 3 weeks of play, but that's to be expected as well. We knew that was going to happen, and we'll look to take advantage of training camp to tighten the screws up and be ready to go week one. Tyreek's got to go down after he catches the ball as well. So there's a lot of things going on with that particular play.
Grody, you had to see Ben's face when he said there was a lot of good teach tape there. There was a smirk on his face and saying, like, yeah, I know.
This kind of sucked.
We got corrections to make, and we're going to correct them, and that was a mess. And I understand that you guys recognize that, and we'll get that cleaned up. And then when he says we're not ready for primetime yet, and I think that was loud and clear over the last 3 weeks, like, just put that up on your whiteboard, you know, like, and as a Bears fan, as a Bears coach, as a Bears player, understand that we're not ready for primetime yet. And that was loud and clear over the last 3 weeks.
My takeaway of minicamp, even before I heard that, was things like, this is my thesis statement, things look the same for the Chicago Bears right at this moment in terms of the play, the glimpses that we've gotten to see, but things sound different for the Chicago Bears, and that entails a lot of different ways. Literally the sounds of the coaches on the practice field, what the coaches are saying, what Ben Johnson is saying, what the players are saying about the coaches, what the players are saying about the system. In terms of the play, like, you can sum, and this is oversimplifying it, but when, as you said, when Ben Johnson gets up there and admits that what we've heard in previous regimes, what we knew last year in training camp was, the defense is a little better than the offense right now, and Caleb's not where we want him to be. Doesn't mean he can't get there, but that's my biggest takeaway of this whole thing. It's new. It sounds different. Players are saying different things. There's a new attitude. There's a new system. But right now, as Ben Johnson said, ain't ready for primetime, and I don't see anything yet, Dan, that is discernibly different in terms of the way any of the players that we know on the Bears are playing at this very moment.
It's going to be like that. You know, when we get into training camp, we're going to have some days where we're talking about how ugly it was. And then it's just interpreting why it was ugly and how it gets fixed. And, you know, Ben praised his coaching staff again on Thursday and said, look, like our guys know that these coaches mean business. And Ben means business with the way he communicates. I don't think he feels a need to stand up at that lectern and lie about things when he knows it's not going great, you know, and to offer the admission, like, we're not ready for primetime yet. Okay, cool. Everyone knows that. I've always laughed about that in this NFL world that we've operated in forever, is that these coaches sometimes feel so obligated to protect their players in a public forum when it's like, listen, this is a league for grown-ass men, and the best teams in the league know what they're good at and know what they're poor at, and they don't have to run and hide from it. And so, like, I like the fact that the head coach isn't afraid to offer some of that up to give you a glimpse into what's really going on. I think he's not afraid to say things at the lectern that he will obviously say to the players behind closed doors, and it's okay for everybody to have that knowledge and to proceed forward knowing that there's a lot of work to be done. And Grody, this team is literally getting ready for primetime. Their first game of the regular season is on Monday Night Football, right? You've got to get ready for primetime in the month of August and in the first week of September. And so that this is part of the process. And I think there is a premature urge to proclaim Caleb's arrival. And we're just going to have to watch, you know, and watch the development through camp and figure out what it's looking like.
Right. It's not there yet. And, you know, what we're all hoping to see is that jump, that the obvious, okay, now he's doing this on most plays. And that jump just certainly hasn't occurred yet. But I'll go back to T Nasty to kind of wrap things up here, creating a culture in a place that is craving it. And that goes back to the coaching, the discipline, all of that kind of stuff that Ben Johnson has enough intel from his predecessor, or at least the way things went down, that this organization has been craving culture, discipline, all the words and adjectives that come with that.
No question. And let's get it instilled. I think a benefit of a week like this is we heard from a lot of people. We've got episodes next week where we can talk about what we heard from Jaquan Brisker this week. We can talk about what we heard from Tyreek Stevenson this week. Maybe we just do a whole secondary episode next week.
I think that's a good idea. I like
Jalen
that
Johnson,
idea.
You know, was not at the mandatory minicamp for a couple of days, excused absence. We could go through that a little bit. There's a lot more on the ticket here. And thankfully we got a ton of time between now and training camp to unpack some of it.
Including there will be a very, very, very special show coming up this Monday, the next Monday in life, whenever you're listening to this. Dan Wiederer and I will be doing a 4-hour show.
The Cubs play early that night, so it's 2 to 5, baby.
That's actually really nice. As we were discussing yesterday, all Lawrence and I, all radio shows should be 3 hours long, not 4 hours, 3 hours, as we did a 3-hour show yesterday. But Dan and I, on Monday from 2 p.m. until apparently 5 p.m., will be on The Score, and I assume that we'll talk plenty of Bears. We might sprinkle in some other things, because Dan and I do. We're very diverse in our sports knowledge, so we'll discuss other things as well, but you could bet there will be some hardcore, solid football talk on Monday. You game for it, Mr. Weeder?
I'm all game for it. That's what I am game for. And then we can hand the baton to our good buddy Zach Zaidman at 5 o'clock and let him take us through Cubs pregame, right?
Oh, I love it. I love that you're always on top of the schedule. I don't know my own schedule, but Dan Wiederer does. This is how meticulous this man is, and that's why I
add something to my schedule. Yesterday I wrote down pool party Martinsburg, and we'll see if I, see if I can crash that next week and see what it looks like.
I love it. All right, let's on that note, let us get out of here. For Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune and The Score, listen to us on Monday. Our executive producer, Adam Studzinski. I am Mark Grody saying thank you so much for watching the Take the North podcast and listening to the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. Go Bears. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.